Police have arrested a suspect and filed charges in the deadly 4th of July mass shooting that killed seven and injured dozens more in a Chicago suburb. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III was arrested Monday night on suspicion of firing more than 70 shots from a high-powered military-style rifle from a rooftop into a crowd watching a parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Lake County State Attorney Eric Reinhart announced the first charges Monday.
Today, the Lake County State's Attorney's Office has charged Robert Cremo III with seven counts of first-degree murder for the killing spree that he has unleashed against our community. These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo. I want to emphasize that. There will be more charges.
Reinhart says the upcoming charges will include attempted murder and aggravated battery. So far, no motive is known in the shooting. Christopher Covelli is a spokesperson for the Lake County Major Crime Task Force. He spoke at one of several news briefings Tuesday. He described Cremo's weapons.
So he had purchased five firearms. Five firearms, and that includes rifles and handguns as well.
So the other three legally purchased, and they were handguns?
There were a combination of which, I don't have the exact count, at least two rifles, some pistols, and possibly a shotgun. Those were seized at his father's home pursuant to a search warrant yesterday.
Police had earlier confiscated Cremo's knife collection. That was back in 2019, after family members told police Cremo had threatened to kill everyone at home. Since then, Cremo apparently bought five firearms, including the high-powered AR-15-style rifle used in the 4th of July shooting. Police Master Sergeant Delilah Garcia says there was nothing then to indicate that Cremo should not be allowed to get guns in the future.
At that time, he didn't have a pending application, so there was nothing to review at that time when we got that notification. We didn't know, a few months later. Something else would happen.
Democratic Congressmember Brad Schneider of Illinois took part in the Monday parade, later saying gun violence, in his words, has been normalized. Highland Park Mayor Nancy Yodering called it the city's bloodiest day. But Republican Illinois State Senator Darren Bailey, who is running for governor, tweeted, "Let's pray for justice to prevail, and then let's move on and celebrate the independence of this nation." He later apologized for sounding dismissive. Meanwhile, Democratic President Joe Biden has spoken briefly on the shooting.
But we got a lot more work to do. We got to get this under control. But having said that, I just want to keep just a slight moment of silence for all those families.
Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House press secretary. She is rejecting complaints that Biden has not acted with enough urgency on gun violence issues. She points out that Biden did sign a bipartisan gun reform bill for the first time in 30 years.
That matters. Is there more work to be done? Absolutely. Is he going to call for more action and do the best that he can? Absolutely. This is also a president in his first year of office has had more executive actions on gun reform, on fighting gun violence than any other president at this time. So that matters as well. His actions should speak as well for how he's delivering for the American public.
Jean-Pierre pointed out one action in particular that Biden will push for.
Banning assault weapons. That is something that, as we saw yesterday, we saw an assault weapon was used in a horrific event yesterday in Highland Park. So that is something that he led on 30 years ago, and he wants to continue to see that happen again, the banning of assault weapons.
Of course, getting any action on gun violence through Congress is a tough path to tread. The current Supreme Court and the narrowly divided Senate mean any new legislation would have to thread some very narrow needles. More action seems to be coming at the state level. For example, in California, where Governor Gavin Newsom has just signed new gun violence measures. Meanwhile, there is a lot of work to be done to change minds and to change the politics in a nation where the Second Amendment is sacrosanct and guns outnumber people. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.